I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclecticos, and I'd like to welcome Sean Quirk, who's going to be introducing you to some Tuvan throat singers. They are all the way from Tuva, and I've just been fascinated with the fact that Sean can speak Tuvanese, or however the language is called. And what is the language of Tuva?
It's Tuvan is the language of Tuva. It's a Turkic language, so it's related to a lot of other languages in the world, such as Turkish and Kazakh. And it's a language that's been spoken in Tuva for at least 1,500 years.
Wow. So it's an old tongue you're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now these fellows are in town for a show on Thursday night of this week, which, since we'll be airing this tomorrow, we'll just say tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be at the Blue Rock Studio, which is where?
It's in Wimberley.
Wimberley, Texas. Okay. I want you to introduce your fellows and have them sing and do us some demonstrations of. Let's have them sing some.
Yeah, let's start with a little a cappella piece. We're here with Ayan Ol Sam, Badi Dorju Ondar, and Ayan Shirajik, the three members of Alash. They're three of the finest musicians of their generation in Tuva. And I think we'll start with a little a cappella piece and then maybe go into a song about fast horses and beautiful girls.
Oh,
Say, wow, this is just remarkable. And not only are these gentlemen doing a kind of singing that is so bizarre to my ear, and as many times as I've heard it, it still is fascinating to me. And they're just terrific singers and musicians, and they're just great artists. So, you know, welcome to our studio, and our engineer is Cliff Hargrove. So thank you so much for making your journey all the way from Tuva, which is across the side of the earth from us here, just to that's about as far away from us as you can get. And you're right here in Austin, Texas. You're going to be giving a show tonight at the Blue Rock Studio in Wimberley, Texas. And Sean Quirk is here too. He's been hosting you, and he's been speaking Tuvanese. Tuvan. Speaking Tuvan with you. I'd like to hear, for you to hear them speaking Tuvan. So a little bit.
Ханам жом хөөмэй сагдуустун ачсбла чэрдэлгэйнэ кэспчур өгөлөрсн аттарбан хөөмэй сагдуула икки болбар чэрдэлгэйгэ хан жон жон уст алгап бёри.
We're very lucky to be able to have this wonderful art. It's a treasure of our people, and it's allowed us to make friends throughout the world and be able to make connections through music throughout the world, so we're really grateful for that.
I assume that you've been doing this kind of music since you were small children?
Oh yeah, people start at different times in Tuva, but all the members of Alash started when they were pretty young. Badi, who's our youngest member, he actually started at the youngest age. In Badi's words, he says he can't remember a time he didn't sing like this, so right. He started when he was 4 or 5 years old.
It's quite remarkable. And I hope we can get another song out before we're finished. Would you like to do?
Yeah, this one's called Karachal. This is really just the tip of the iceberg. If you come out, there's only a few tickets left for the show, but we got a lot of different instrumentation, guitars and flutes and all kinds of good stuff. But this one is a song, an ode to the struggles of the common man, called Karachal.
Yes, guess the melee, yeah, Jordan, the
Wonderful. And what was that song about?
Karachal. It's just about the regular guy in Tuva and his struggle against the bureaucrats who are called the Dujumeter. It comes from the 19th century when Tuva was run by the Chinese, which nowadays Tuva is a part of Russia, which is why you won't find it on the world map. But if you need orientation, we're just north of Mongolia. But the one thing we ask is that people remember when they come to the show that we are Tuvans, not Mongolians. It's a huge difference. It's like confusing Texas and Oklahoma. You don't want to do it.
Especially this weekend,
yeah.
Which is the Oklahoma-Texas game. Okay, so I think we should get one more song from the Wilder here. They're just extraordinary. And so, and you, when you got to hear them singing with their regular voices, or I call their regular voices, mm-hmm. you could hear how beautifully in tune and their wonderful sound. But these other sounds are just remarkable. I mean, we could talk about them as to with creating a fundamental oh, and then all the different overtones on top of that. It's just stunning the way they do it.
The main thing that we try to impress on people is that even though they are masters of these techniques of singing a couple notes at the same time, it's not just a novelty thing. It's not just something that you kind of see once and then you don't need to see it again, like someone flipping their eyelids inside out or something. It's the beginning of an entire comprehensive, cohesive, rich musical world that this Blue Rock that we're playing at is a really top-notch place. And so it's like having the really fine scotch in the proper glass. Finally, a lash in this beautiful music is going to get showcased in a proper setting. So, yeah, there's lots and lots to be listened to. I think we'll have we'll finish up with a song that's comes from a time in Tuva when people would battle back and forth with songs. They would sing and improvise songs back and forth. They could tease each other. They could praise each other, praise themselves, talk about horses, talk about the homeland, talk about pretty girls, anything. And so this is a song that comes from that style, which in Tuvan we call Oitulash Heveri.
Oh, no.
Absolutely marvelous. It's just great to hear you men sing. It's just fantastic. I can't express how much I'm delighted to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming and enjoy your show in Wimberley at the Blue Rock Theater tonight. Tickets through aloshensemble.com.
Mm-hmm. The link is on our website. There's also a live stream. If the tickets are sold out or if you can't make it, you can also look at the live stream of the concert. That's also linked on the aloshensemble.com website.
And for sure, buy their records. They've got several of them, and they're all excellent. And
yep, they're available on the website. Actually, just yesterday, we went live with a Kickstarter project to fund the production of our third album, which we've already recorded at Top Flight Studios in Washington, D.C., called Bias Studios. And just to get that album out, hopefully this fall. We just started a Kickstarter yesterday, so it's basically like pre-ordering the album, but you can support us getting that album printed and pressed and out into the listening public, because it's some pretty pretty awesome stuff, if I do say so myself.
I have to say, from my experience this morning with you guys, is just phenomenal. So thank you so much, Sean Quirk, for coming and introducing us to the ensemble Alash. Thank you, Alash.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.